Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. With all the noise around this week about Australia pretending to steal our All Whites win, it's nice when someone from overseas comes here and then wants to be known as a Kiwi. Tammy Nielsen is Canadian-born but lives here in Auckland, and she's just won her second Rianne's Country Music Award in a row, this latest for her album The Kitchen Table Sessions. Tammy Nielsen joins us now. Welcome along, Tammy.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. And congratulations. Second year in a row that you've won the Country Music Award, the New Zealand Country Music Award. Can't you let a New Zealander win it?
I know. I'm being a bit greedy.
You come over here. It's bad enough that you marry
steal
one of
your men.
And then now you're just taking me up. You do consider yourself sort of a New Zealander now?
I do. I like to say that, you know, being from Canada and now I'm officially a New Zealand resident, that I'm a Kiniwi. I like the Kiniwi has a nice ring to it, and feel free to use that in the future.
I will
charge a small fee for that. But
it does sound like an item of underwear that I don't really want to think about.
Kiniwi.
Or something. Yeah, you know, something that's small, but it's like a... You know, yeah,
like a banana hammock.
Yeah, exactly.
A budgie smuggler. Can we say that on
radio?
It's
like a canary smuggler, but it's like a Kiniwi. I don't know.
Oh, we can, but
we probably shouldn't dwell on it. But look, congratulations again. Now, it's interesting because I presume that, like most, you know, country is not a genre that I'm overly familiar with. But I presume that New Zealand country music has its own distinctive sound as opposed to sort of the stuff that's coming out of, you know, the Deep South and so forth. Does it?
Yeah. Well, it is true that when you say that you're not familiar with it, most Kiwis actually aren't. And, you know, that's almost like saying, oh, well, pop music is, you know, I'm not familiar with pop music. Whereas you could be familiar with Britney Spears or you could be familiar with Coldplay, and yet there's like a million miles between them, but they're both under the umbrella of pop music. And I find that a lot of country music is like that as well. You get everybody from, you know, Johnny Cash to Shania Twain. And I always say that New Zealanders love country music. They just don't know it. They don't realize that a lot of the music they listen to and love is actually country music. So, yeah, there's definitely a big influence in Kiwi music, obviously, from, you know, the States. You get a lot of the kind of the old-timey, oh, brother, where art thou kind of vibe. But you also get the other end of the spectrum, which is more the pop country, which I don't think New Zealand embraces as much.
Right.
It's more kind of the grassroots stuff that I think New Zealand can relate to, and rather than the big schmaltzy overproduced kind of end of it. So that's where I kind of like to have my music sit, is more the, you know, the bluegrass, blues, country, folk kind of roots.
So that was just a nice coincidence that you come over here and it turns out that the music you like making is also the dominant sound in the country scene here?
Yeah. Well, there's actually a big spectrum even within New Zealand country music. You know, you get kind of the old school Gray Bartlett, Brendan Dugan, you know, the Highway of Legends.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who, I mean, they're lovely people and I've worked with all of them.
But let's face it, their days are numbered.
Well, I'm not going to get in trouble and say anything. no comment. But no, they've actually, I mean, their big heyday was kind of in the 80s with the big TV show and everything. And so they definitely had their time to shine and they still do really successful tours. I mean, Highway of Legends is like the highest grossing New Zealand tour of all time, which is amazing to me, you know, that a genre that's actually quite hard to fight your way into the mainstream is actually, you know, one of the most lucrative in New Zealand, and people don't realize that.
I think we're quite strange in New Zealand because it's an often quoted statistic that New Zealand is the biggest place for reggae sales outside of Jamaica per capita. So we're really into our country and we're really into our reggae. I don't know what that says about us, but we're sort of laid back or something.
I think it just means, like, you know, country is the music of the country. And, I mean, most of New Zealand is rural. I mean, when you look at the actual logistics of it, even though the population tends to be in cities. But, and then reggae, obviously, there's huge island population here. And, I mean, it is an island. And
a lot of people smoke a lot of marijuana. Well, apparently, I think that has something to do with it. But, I mean, you say that country music is for people in the country. I mean, that obviously only goes to an extent. I mean, we're not, you know, even if you live in the country, you're not necessarily, you don't have your chaps on. You're not kind of, you know, mustering stock on, you know, on horseback, are you necessarily? You live in Auckland? When you're living here? Yes,
yes. Yes, I'm a proud Jaffa.
Do you sort of, as a result, because you've got a country heart, do you sort of walk down the streets and weep a little bit because you've got gravel, you know, you've got concrete under your feet? And,
No.
Pine for the days of being back on the range?
I actually never lived on the range. I mean, fleetingly, maybe when I was on the road, you know, there were moments I was passing over the range. But I'm actually a Toronto girl, so very similar to Auckland, you know, city girl. But I think
how do you keep the country? How do you live in a city, come from a city, and yet still get the country in there?
I think that country has a lot to do with, I mean, growing up, obviously singing with a whole family band, the audiences. That's what I love about country music. It's everyone from, you know, 3-year-olds to grandparents. So you get this huge demographic of a fan base rather than just one kind of smaller fan base. But yeah, I think it's more I'm drawn to the fact that, you know, growing up in a musical family, we could always pick up an instrument and recreate what we've put on our album. You know, it's really real. It's really not this big slick produced thing. It's I mean, it can still be slickly produced, but you can recreate that really gutsy, rootsy blues country sound.
Did you? I mean, I'm very envious of people who have other people in their family that can play musical instruments. I dabble a little bit, and I'm sitting there by myself trying to hold down a piano chord whilst playing a bit of guitar over top of it because I've got no one to play with. When you got to, you know, your brothers and that, did you sort of say, well, you've got to learn how to play the bass and you've got to learn how to play the drums because you need to people to fill in gaps?
I think it kind of started. I mean, my parents were musicians long before we were even in the picture. And my dad's a multi-instrumentalist. So growing up, we kind of gravitated to whatever instrument we wanted to play, and dad just kind of fostered that and nurtured it. And it just so happened that we all played, you know, one brother played bass, one played drums, and dad played mostly lead guitars. And but then, you know, now growing up, my brother Jay, who produces all my stuff and is a guest on the new album, he plays everything. I mean, he plays banjo, bass, guitar, mandolin. He's just amazingly talented.
Tell me about the kitchen table sessions. I mean, how it came about, because this all happened. It did literally happen around a kitchen table. Is that right?
It did literally happen. Yeah, I was visiting Canada.
In Canada.
In Canada. I always say home. When I'm over there, I call New Zealand home. And when I'm here, I call Canada home. It's very confusing to everyone. Home number one,
You're just trying to grease up to whoever you're around, I
exactly.
understand.
Exactly. Yep. Absolutely. So when I was back in Canada one winter, we recorded in my brother's, it was basically basement apartment, all of us sitting around the kitchen table, mic'd up. And I think I did, my vocal booth was an old refrigerator box that they still had from when they'd moved.
It's not dissimilar to our studio here.
It's actually, this is, you know, not as flash as that refrigerator box. No, I'm kidding.
Look, and as if it wasn't shameless enough, you coming here, stealing one of our men, stealing two of our music
Toohey's
awards. You also stole a song called Slice of Heaven from an artist that we value greatly here, Dave Dobbin.
Your love shines over my horizon, your slice of heaven.
Yeah, it was, I wanted to do, I mean, it's one, coming to New Zealand, you know, 5 years ago, I suddenly discovered all this amazing music that I hadn't necessarily heard a lot of in Canada. You know, people like Dave Dobbin don't seem to break into mainstreaming in Canada or the States. Whereas, I mean, obviously I'd heard of Crowded House and the Finn Brothers, but you know, people like Dave Dobbin.
It goes both ways, though, because I mean, we don't have, say, for example, Glass Tiger, thankfully, has never made it. But look, we're running out of time, and I do want you to play a song for us today. So something off the new album, what do you reckon?
Yeah, how about we do Cry Myself to Sleep? That one is the first, it's the title track. Well, not title track, it's the first single off of the album. And it was actually nominated for APRA Best Country Song, but you'll be happy to know I didn't win it. A Kiwi won it.
Oh, good, 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 good. Look, lovely to meet you, and all the best. You'll be touring around the country?
I will be. I'm just heading overseas for a little tour at the moment to try to avoid as much of winter as I can. And then planning a CD release of the next volume 2 of the Kitchen Table Sessions in October.
Which will be winning the the Rianne's Award next year.
Let's go for three.
Here it is. Cry Myself to Sleep. Thank you very much, Demi.
wave hello, my smile is bright. I am so gracious, so polite. Each time you pass me on the street, and then I cry myself to sleep. And when I'm laughing with my friends, they say they're glad I'm on the mend. I smile as everybody leaves, and then I cry myself to sleep. The moon glows as blue as me, while you haunt my memory. Nothing but tears to keep me company. I wash my face, I brush my hair, I spray perfume, no one to care. Then I lay down between our sheets, and then I cry myself to sleep. The moon glows as blue as me, while you on my mail. Nothing but tears to keep me company. And then I cry myself to sleep. And then I cry myself to sleep.
And that is Cry Myself to Sleep by Tammy Nielsen off her album The Kitchen Table Sessions. That's all we've got time for on the show today. If there's something you missed or you'd like to hear again, like that Tammy Nielsen interview, pop along to our podcast, publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Damien Christie.
And I've been Russell Brown. Thank you. New Zealand on the air.